Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt es auf, es Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Dalid, Rabbi Elazar, I'm Rabbi Elazar says, have a shakud lil maid taida, be a masmid, be diligent in learning taida, vidam ashatashiv l'apikairis, and know what to answer to an apikairis, to a heretic. Apikairis, says the Batura, comes from the Lashon of Hefka, a person that's mevaza the Torah and considers it Hefka, or makes himself Hefka, and isn't worried about his own nefesh, to think about what the punishment is for someone who's mevaza the Torah, or those who learn it. A person who learns Torah, he knows what to answer when an apikairis asks him questions. V'dalif nimiyata amel, know before whom you're working hard. If you have a debate with an apikairis, you have to be very careful. He shouldn't be able to persuade you. It's hard work. Why should I even get involved and take a chance? So the Mishnah says, V'neman hu bal melachtecha, the one you are working for is trusted. She'yishalim lecha schar pe'ulosecha, he'll pay the wages of your work. Maybe it's hard to learn Torah. Have a shakud lul matar, you know how hard it is for me? Yeah, but the harder it is, the more Hashem pays you. There is a maimer ha'olam, eina kadosh baruch hu maina dafim elashois. The kadosh baruch hu doesn't count pages. He counts how many hours you put in to your limud ha'Torah. You know, down here on this world, the one who gets a higher test mark, he's considered the best boy. That's true. What should we do? That's how this world works. Even though I'm sure a person who works very hard to learn, even if he's not so successful in his learning, he gets credit for that. But in Shemayim, it's just the opposite. The person that got 100 on his test, he also gets credit. But the one who really gets the credit is how hard it is for you to learn. And you still tried. You were a shakud lil mai taida. What's called amasmid? What's called shkida? Let me read to you what the Chazaynish writes in a letter. Shkida is not how long you're learning. Shkida is how much heart do you apply to be patient, to try to understand. But doesn't a masmid mean someone who sits very long and learns? So the Chazanish explains, a person who takes it seriously and wants really to understand automatically becomes a masmid. And when it comes to learning, it's hard. At the beginning it's hard, but at the end it becomes sweet. Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the famous Maggid, said in his town there was a man. He was officially the Shamus of the Shul. But he was such a masmid, he sat and learned from morning to night. And he was so happy. There was such a simcha on his face. And they once asked him, how do you do this? So he said when he was in Volozhin, that was the famous yeshiva. I think he said, Reb Itzel of Volozhin, Reb Chaim's son, was Rosh Yeshiva then, or maybe the Netziv, I'm not sure. But he said somehow he got into Volozhin, and he wasn't the world's biggest masmid. He would roam around, he would try to learn a little. And once the Rosh Yeshiva came over to him, he said, don't you have Rachmanis on your Chavrusa? Is that nice, what you're doing to him? And he said, Rosh Yeshiva, I don't have a Chavrusa. And the Rosh Yeshiva said, what are you talking about? Hashem learns with you. When you learn Torah, Hashem listens. I was so embarrassed. How could I do that to my Chavrusa? I sat down to learn. You should know, for a couple of months, this is what he said. I felt like I was eating straw. It was so hard for me to sit and learn. But once I broke through, I can't separate myself from the Gemara. It makes me the happiest person in the world. It is sweet. It is like the Chazaynish says, when you really try to learn, you have to be ready. It's going to be hard to start with. Tchilas Seymar, it starts out bitter. But v'soifei masik, how bitter it is, the end, it's a million times more sweet.